Okay. This week's parsha is Vayakhel Pekudei, and Vayakhel Pekudei, it's hard to say, is full of new and unique mitzvot. The Sefer HaChinuch counts one mitzvah, but we're going to have to be just a little bit creative, and we're going to just discuss the sugya in Shabbos. I think this is what we've done in the past on Parshios Vayakhel Pekudei. We've picked a Hilchos Shabbos sugya because the Torah does speak openly about Shmiras Shabbos in the Parsha. I want to talk about, I think it's not a new sugya, but I think there's a particular application of the sugya that is not spoken about so much. I want to talk about brushing teeth on Shabbos. We're definitely not the first people to discuss the topic of brushing teeth on Shabbos. My dear friend Rabbi Arya Leibowitz, I think, probably wrote the best article that I've ever come across regarding brushing teeth on Shabbos, that he wrote in the RJJ Journal a number of years ago. And then there's a beautiful sefer on the halachos of dentistry related to the practicing of dentistry and for dental patients called Kesser David by a Dr. David Katz from Teaneck. And there he elaborates a little bit more. But what I want to talk about really is these Shabbos toothbrushes. Perhaps you've seen them in the Judaica store, that are made by the same company that makes the kosher lamp, and there's an equivalent in Eretz Yisrael called Hident. These two companies that make these Shabbos toothbrushes, what is it about these toothbrushes that they're trying to accomplish? Is it worth investing in these toothbrushes? Is it something that it's a good chumrah to have? And that's what I really want to come to. But in order to get to the sugya of Shabbos toothbrushes themselves, we're going to have to discuss the general topic. We're trying to summarize and really get through all the main points of brushing teeth on Shabbos bichlal, and then Biprat will come to discuss the issue of the Shabbos toothbrush itself. There is a very popular minhag and shita to not brush one's teeth with a regular toothbrush on Shabbos, specifically, as we'll see when it comes to using toothpaste. There are a number of reasons for this practice. We probably could find, let's say, six or seven problems that I listed before you that could relate to why one would think they should not brush their teeth on Shabbos. According to many poskim, the use of the toothbrush could be a form of schita. Schita is the malach, or it's the tolda of dush. Dush in the Mishkan is when they would take the grains out of the holders and the peels, the natural containers. That was considered dush. There's a tolda of schita, which the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, is when you have a container that's holding the liquid and you squeeze the liquid out of the container. Now, the bristles are tight enough and they absorb enough that they hold on to the liquid of the water. And when you compress the bristles while you're brushing your teeth, it's constantly pushing the liquid that's absorbed in between the bristles and pushing it out. And that could be a form of, that could be a tolda of the malacha of dush, of schita. That is issue number one. Number two is the spreading and the brushing of the toothpaste could be considered mimareach. Mimareach is also a tolda, which you're not allowed to smooth out a surface. You can't take a hard substance, a form, something that holds its form, and to smooth it out over and over, as we wouldn't use like a hand cream, things like that on Shabbos, because of mimareach. The third issue with brushing teeth could be the act of brushing teeth might cause them to bleed, and that would be a form of chavala, which is another tolda of killing an animal or killing on Shabbos. You're causing the mouth to bleed, the gums to bleed, and that could be the third issue. The fourth is probably the most difficult to understand, but many posts can bring this, is that of uvdin d'chol. There's a gzeir d'rabbanan to not engage in weekday activities. And according to many poskim, again, it's not entirely clear always why, but they consider the brushing of teeth a weekday activity and not inherently a Shabbos activity. And therefore, maybe it could be a violation of uvdin d'chol to have a weekday activity to brush one's teeth. Number five, the bristles of the toothbrush will break, I think, bisman hazeh. Nowadays, that is generally highly unlikely. I don't recall ever in my career of brushing teeth, I don't recall ever that a bristle came out of the toothbrush, or I felt something in my mouth, or something fell apart. I don't recall such a thing. So that's also a very difficult one as well. And then the sixth one would be the changing of the toothpaste into a foam. The toothpaste is a solid form, and when you brush your teeth, it turns into a foam. That's the malacha of nolad, for the same reason why we wouldn't actively make ice cubes on Shabbos, because you're taking a liquid, and the Chazal say you shouldn't make a new form of something on Shabbos turning into a solid. And the seventh one is it what the question is whether brushing teeth is a form of refuah, or a form of a medical practice on Shabbos as well. So those are the seven possible issues that come along with brushing teeth on Shabbos. Let's go through the lumdus. Let's go through these practical discussions that bring all the different studs in Lahakel. On all seven of these issues, you will find a posek that will tell you that it's usser. And on all seven of these issues, you will find the posek that will tell you that it is mutter. So let's go the difference through the school, different schools of thought. Who says that it's usser to brush teeth on Shabbos without a question, no matter what you do? That is the Chut Shani of Nissen Karelitz, the posek in Bnei Brak. He says that one may not use a regular toothbrush on Shabbos, as long as they have closed bristles, they're near each other, they retain the water. Because of the bristles, that would be schita. If the bristles are far enough that they can't hold the water, then maybe, he says, I would discuss the possibility of being mutter. But also, it's the view of the Orach HaShabbos. Rav Yitzchak Rubin writes in Perek Yud Zayin in his first volume that one may not brush their teeth on Shabbos at all, with a brush, without a brush, toothpaste, no toothpaste, whatever it is, because of all the issues that we mentioned before. We'll load the Maamar HaKamos again. So of all the issues we mentioned before, one may not brush teeth on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rav Yitzchak Rubin, the Orach HaShabbos. Number two, those who say that it's not usser, but I hear the minhag to not brush teeth on Shabbos, and that is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. So Rav Neuwirth writes in Perek Yud Daled that many Sfarim that discuss this issue, and he concludes that the minhag is not to brush teeth on Shabbos even without using toothpaste. And his Rebbe Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes to the Minchas Shlomo Chelek Beis that this is something that is technically mutzer. But there is a strong minhag to be strict, and he knows of many Yirei Hashem who see this as an Isser Chamer Ma'od, a very, very, very severe thing. He himself doesn't see why it's Usser, and he repeats this as well in a letter that he wrote to Rabbi Chilkiah Yaakov Weinberg, the author of the Sefer Yeish, that again, it's not Usser Mikra Adin, but it's a strong minhag to not brush teeth on Shabbos. I just want to take a side point just for probably say what everybody's thinking. You know, we live in a modern society here in Long Island, and we probably think that that is gross. Why would a person not brush their teeth on Shabbos? Again, there's other ways that a person can alleviate the gross factor of not brushing their teeth. A person can use mouthwash, there's other things to do. But still, getting back to the aspect at hand, these poskim, the school of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and his Talmidim, seem to say that it's not usher, but it definitely is a minhag. The third approach is that it's mutter to brush teeth, but no toothpaste. That is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Yes, a tshuva in Egros Moshe Orachaim Chelek Aleph. He writes that one shouldn't use toothbrush with toothpaste on Shabbos because it is memachik or memareach. You are spreading out the toothpaste over your teeth. It's mutter to brush your teeth only using water. That's fine. It would be best to not wet the toothbrush, he says, with water because of the potential issue of slita. But that would be a nice chumrah. We know there's an iser derabbanan of schlita with hair, right? We know that a person with long hair can't squeeze out the hair if it gets wet on Shabbos. And after you're done, says Rav Moshe, this is also a big chumrah. It's usher to wash it off because washing off the toothbrush that you use would be hachana from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, right? Because on Shabbos you brush your teeth in the morning, and then next time you're going to use it is going to be either Motzei Shabbos or Sunday morning. And therefore, that would be a problem. Particularly, I have an issue with that svara, that it's hachana. Because my feeling is that if you ask most people, the reason they wash off their toothbrush is not because they're preparing for the next round of brushing teeth. The reason they wash off the toothbrush is because it's gross to have a dirty toothbrush on your bathroom sink. That's probably why they do it. So it's hard to say it's hachana. You're cleaning it off because you don't want to have, a dirty toothbrush right there in the bathroom. In addition to Rav Moshe's opinion, who says, yes, brushing teeth, but no toothpaste, is Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi Chelek Hei. He says that it's usher to brush teeth on Shabbos with a toothbrush and toothpaste because of memareach. It's mutter to brush teeth without a toothpaste, but you shouldn't water the toothbrush because of the concern of schlita of pressing out the water. And he says it would be best to do the following with a shinoi. You should put some water in your mouth, brush your teeth with the water in your mouth, And that would be the best way to go about it. And if you can't do that, then have, as we'll talk about, a special toothbrush for Shabbos. And the entire Heter assumes as well that there's no psik reisha. There's no guarantee that your gums are going to bleed when you do brush your teeth. Next. Oh, sorry. Within that school of thought as well, of those who say no toothpaste, is Rav Ben Sion, Abba Shaul, and the Or LeZion, Chelek Beis. He says you shouldn't use a toothpaste on Shabbos because of the mareach, but it's mutter to brush your teeth just with a brush. Again, this assumes your gums are not going to bleed. But if your gums will always bleed when you brush them, then it's usher to brush your teeth with the Shabbos. You should probably also go see a dentist, but it's also usher to brush your teeth on Shabbos as well. And he says there's no real concern of refuah. Why is it not considered a problem of refuah, of some sort of healing? So the Or LeZion explains, because healthy people brush their teeth. It's something that prevents future damage, but it's not considered a refuah in itself in each time you brush your teeth. And the last
Sorry,
tip,
right?
yeah.
If you brush your teeth and you bleed, wouldn't that be a psik ratio to low nichel like?
But a psik reisha lo nichle is still asur midrabbanan.
It is?
Yeah.
So is what?
A psik reisha lo nichle is still asur midrabbanan. So unless there's makom tzorech, another derabbanan as well. So in that case, again, a person who's brushing their teeth each time and every single time they're bleeding, they're going to know it. And again, like we said, they should probably seek professional help if their gums are bleeding all the time like that. But again, the act of brushing teeth, he says, is not a refuah. It's preventing future damage to the teeth. It's like taking a daily vitamin. It's not a refuah. You're just trying to help later on to make sure you stay healthy. Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Lachos Chelakei that there is no psik reisha because chavala of chavala, because since most of the time a person's gums don't bleed, meaning most healthy people don't have to worry about bleeding gums. If you are a person who does have constant bleeding gums, then maybe we have what to talk about. But again, this is the school of thought. Rav Menashe Klein, Rav Ben Sion, Abba Shaul, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Moshe said that yes, brushing teeth, but no toothpaste. The next sheet is that you can clean your teeth on Shabbos, but no brush. Who says that? That's Rav Chaim Na. I think we all know Rav Chaim Na from his measurements, specifically for Pesach, which is coming upon us soon enough. He writes in two places in the Ketzos HaShulchan, the Sefer on Or HaChaim. He writes in Chelek Zayin and Chelek Ches that it's mutter to clean your teeth on Shabbos with toothpaste, but you can't use a brush. So you have to figure that one out. He doesn't think that the toothpaste carries an issue of refuah, of healing, or memareach, or you're spreading anything out. I think, as Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, when you brush toothpaste on your teeth, you don't want it to stay there. You're not looking to create like a smooth thing that stays there. It does its job. You rinse it off, and the toothpaste is done. It's also not like soap, which might have an issue of nolad. He says that the toothpaste is very soft. It remains soft after it's used. But it is usher to put the toothpaste on a toothbrush because that's uvdin dechol. That's a weekday activity. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg in Chelek Zion, and he argues with Rav Chaim Na. And he says that even if you use your finger to brush the toothpaste, it would also be usher midrabanan. And if you used a brush, there would be an issue of schita. When washing the brush off, there would be an issue of drawing blood as well. And then he cites the Ohel Moshe. The Ohel Moshe writes in Chelek Beis that there's a problem of refuah, and the Tzitz Eliezer argues on the Ohel Moshe, and he says healthy people brush their teeth all the time. It's not refuah. It's not medicinal. And he concludes that the Isser Mamareach is in place, and that it could also be a problem of nolad. So all of these issues are swirling around. Again, yes to, not to, all these seven or six different types of issues of brushing teeth are swirling around. The last shita. Well, let's say the second to last shita is that it's mutter to brush your teeth on Shabbos, no questions asked. Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Sheshbach, Rabbi Soloveitchik was saying that there's no problem brushing your teeth on Shabbos normally, and also in that school of camp, that camp and that school of thought is Rabbi Chiya Yaakov Weinberg, the author of the Sridi Eish, and Rav Avadya Yosef in the Abi Omer. In the Sridi Eish, he says that there are no concerns at all with brushing teeth that it's usser. And he says that it's mutter to use a normal toothbrush, it's mutter to use regular toothpaste, and there's no issue of schlita. And he bases this all on a ravid. The ravid is in Hilchos Shabbos in the Rambam in Perek Chaf Beis. The Rambam writes there that you may not clean with a sponge on Shabbos, but if the sponge has a handle, a long handle that's attached to the sponge, then it's allowed. Why can't you use a sponge on Shabbos? Because using the sponge is shechita. When you're washing the dishes with the sponge, that's shechita, and you're going to be constantly pushing water out that's being contained inside. Now, what's the reason that the handle makes a difference? Why does it matter if I put a handle on the sponge or I don't put a handle on the sponge? What's the problem over here? So the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos that the reason why that if a sponge doesn't have a handle, it's a problem, is that it's a psik resha, that you're certainly going to squeeze the water out when you're cleaning with it. But if there's a handle on the sponge, says the Rambam, there's no certainty because your ability to squeeze and to manipulate the sponge is not as strong. You don't know each time you use the handle on the sponge. I don't think the Rambam is talking about like a sponge and it has like a direct handle. We're talking about like a long handle that's connected to a sponge on the end. There, the ability to manipulate and squeeze out water is not as certain, and therefore the Rambam says it's mutter. The Ravid accepts the halacha that a handle makes it mutter, but he rejects the Rambam's explanation. And he says that whether or not the sponge has a handle, you're going to squeeze water out when cleaning it. Ah, so why then, says the Ravid, is using a sponge with a handle okay? So the Ravid says that once the handle is attached, it's no longer considered to be a piece of fabric. It's no longer considered to be a container holding liquid that I squeeze out. Rather, what it becomes now is a container that's made to hold water. The sponge now is hold the handle is now holding water. When I use the handle of the sponge, I'm not squeezing the water directly, but I'm merely causing it as a form of like a grumma for it to be squeezed. It's an indirect action. That's what the Ravid says. So says the Sriyesh, why is a toothbrush with a handle any different? Isn't a toothbrush that has a handle the same thing as a sponge that has a handle? So if the Ravid and the Rambam both say that the sponge with the handle is mutter, so then according to the Ravid here as well, it's not directly doing it. I'm holding onto the handle of the toothbrush, and therefore, if the sponge with the handle is mutter, so then the toothbrush with the handle is mutter as well. That's the opinion of the Sriyesh. Ravad Yosef in the Abi Omer Chelek Daled, he cites the Sriyesh and he agrees that it's mutter to use a toothbrush, but he says a different reason. He says it's mutter to use a regular toothbrush and toothpaste because it's not mimareach. You're not spreading out the toothpaste since it's not your ratzon to spread the paste. It's not like hand cream where I want the cream everywhere. I just want to brush my teeth and this helps clean it. But I'm not interested in having like a nice clean layer of toothpaste. In addition, says Ravad Yosef, it's only allowed for a healthy person who doesn't have bleeding gums. Otherwise, it would be a psik resha. Nevertheless, Ravadja does go on to say that if you want a proper chumrah, I would tell you to use mouthwash instead of toothpaste, and also to have a special toothbrush for Shabbos because of uvdin d'chol, that shouldn't be a weekday activity. And he also feels that you cannot wash the brush off after using it. And he concludes that whoever can avoid brushing teeth on Shabbos and it won't bother them, it's good to be machmir, tavalav bracha. But according to the letter of the law, says Ravadja Yosef, it's mutzer to brush one's teeth. The last opinion, before we get to our Shabbos toothbrushes, is the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss. In Chelek Gimel, he has two tshuvas, and he leans towards prohibiting brushing teeth on Shabbos. But because, why? Because it's so difficult to avoid all the seven things we spoke about. And he only allows brushing teeth under the following conditions. You can't use water. You can't use toothpaste. You have to be sure the bristles will not come out. Again, it's not such an issue nowadays. And you have to have a special toothbrush for Shabbos. So, one of the major things we discussed over the course of the last 20 minutes is this issue of schita. The issue of schita and memarach seems to be the two biggest halachic issues. What if I created, or someone created, a toothbrush that alleviated the issue of schita, and most of the issues would fall away? So, I would tell you, it's happened. Two separate companies are marketing Shabbos toothbrushes in this day and age. We live in an amazing time where you can get not just one, but also two special toothbrushes for Shabbos. Again, If you are in the Sridi Eish Ravaggio Seif, Rabbi Soloveitchik camp, that say that all this is mutzer, well then there's nothing to talk about. Go home and everything is okay. Then you don't need a special toothbrush. But if you are in the Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Or Lizion and Rav Masha Klein and the Shevet HaLevi and the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus, so all these things, so then what are we to do? Perhaps we have a way to help us out. So let's talk about the two options. I think I brought pictures of both in front of you. In America, there is a from entrepreneur. His name is Rav Shmuel Vefer, and he created a toothbrush where the bristles are not normal. Instead, they are made from a soft rubber, and this takes away any of the issue of schita. It's not going to do chavala. It's not harsh enough on your gums. It's unlikely to do any mimareach because it's not really spreading out the toothpaste that smoothly. And it's also an ovnen d'chol because it is a special toothbrush for Shabbos. Now, this toothbrush is sold by the Kosher Innovations company. I don't make any commission off of this, but I'll just give you an idea. You all know their products. This is the guy who invented the Shabbos lamp. This is the guy who invented the bug checking lamp, the Shabbos safe warming tray, this thing that opens up plastic bottle tops on Shabbos. I saw a guy on the plane a while ago who was traveling with a collapsible washing cup that they invented that you can like tuck away in your, if you want to do negavasser on the plane, if you slept on the plane and you need a washing cup that has two handles and it holds enough and it's real clean, it collapses into one of these rubberized things. They sell Shabbos bathroom tissue, all these things. Okay, so this guy is making parnassa for and from Jews. So one of the things he invented is this Shabbos toothbrush. You have the picture in front of you. In place of regular bristles are small, these rubber sticks. They don't absorb water. They're soft. They don't draw any blood. They're not packed together. I think there's no bet. They're like maybe there's 30 bristles on the whole thing. They don't hold the water. There's no schita midirabanan. It has the hechsher of the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus of Neuwirth and Rabbi Belsky. Both letters are on the website of the company. Let's just read from the translation to see what Rabbi Belsky says. Rabbi Belsky writes, "There's no doubt that there is no aspect of Isser, and it's permitted according to Halacha to use the Shabbos, to use this toothbrush on Shabbos Kodesh. However, it seems that one should minimize its use to no more than 2 or 3 times for Shabbos, in order that one would not come to use it like one would on a regular weekday. And also, one should be concerned that others might compare one thing to another and begin permitting more and more. And therefore, someone who is already accustomed himself to not feel any lacking or discomfort without brushing one's teeth should make an effort to not change his ways. However, from the aspect of halach, it is permitted. Taking everything into consideration, one should be very careful to keep the spirit of Shabbos Kodesh without entering into the changes that could lead Chas V'Shalom to take away from the complete rest on Shabbos. However, due to the extent that one must take of their health in place where there is no other option, one should strengthen inventions like these as described above." That is the option in America. If one wants to get an Eretz Yisrael, there is another type of brush called that's invented by a gentleman whose name is Michal Harel. It's produced by the company High Dent. Highdent, or in Hebrew, Hey Yud Yud, Dalet Nun Tes. The toothbrush has silicone bristles, and therefore there's no issue of schlitz. You see the picture in front of you, I think, that you have in the
I
Marva Comus there. It has silicone bristles, and therefore there's no issue of schlitz. Because the bristles are soft, they won't cause any bleeding. The bristles will also not break. There's no issue of Ovdin D'chol because it's a brush that's made especially for Shabbos. It has the haskamas of Shammai Gross, who is the dayan of Kal Machzikei Adas, which I think is Bells, Rav David Shlomo Zaldan, who's the posek in Seret Vishnitz, and Rav Asher Chanoch Yankelevich, who's the Beis Hora HaMerkazi in Haifa. So three contemporary poskim back this toothbrush. And with this toothbrush as well, they write that you shouldn't use a regular thick toothpaste because of Mimareach. If you have sensitive gums, you try to brush before Shabbos because of Chavala. And these are the two options that are out there as well. There is an interesting machlokas about what Rav Elyashiv held. And this will conclude with this. There is a well-known posek in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav David Aryeh Morgenstern. He was a Talmud of Rav Yashiv. He writes in the Sefer Piskei Das that he heard from Rav Yashiv that it's felt that it's generally usher to use a regular brush on Shabbos, based on what we've said so far. But Rav Yashiv said it's mutter to use this special Shabbos toothbrush with the special bristles to clean your teeth for the sake of going to the mikveh. I mean, let's say the woman has a mikveh night on Leil Shabbos and she ate something, she wants to brush her teeth. So Rav Yashiv said, in the place of the mitzvah d'oraisa of going to the mikveh, we can allow using the Shabbos toothbrush. That's what they said in the name of Rav Yashiv, the Ravid we said before, and all these things. However, Rav Yitzchak Rubin writes in his Torah journal, Heichala, in volume 5, that he went once to visit Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said, I'm against giving any hechsher and any Shabbos toothbrush. No such thing as a kosher Shabbos toothbrush. And Rav Yashiv told him that so many people bleed when they brush their teeth, and for them it's a psik resha. Again, I guess we could ask the dentist, is it true that so many people have their teeth bleed? But then the better point, I think, is that the entire concept, said Rav Yashiv, will mislead people to thinking that their personal toothbrushes are probably fine. And therefore, Rav Yashiv refused to give a stamp of approval to any toothbrush for Shabbos, even if there was no schita involved. So let's just summarize what we said, and we'll draw to a conclusion. Just to summarize regular toothbrushing, what we would say is that most poskim hold that it's usher to use a toothbrush and toothpaste because of schita, memareach, chaval, and other reasons. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was machmer, and some allow it under certain conditions, but generally most poskim are machmer. Rav Moshe says it's usher to use a toothpaste, but it's mutter with water. Usher to use toothpaste, but mutter with water, preferable without water, and it's usher to clean off the brush afterwards. And the Shevet Halevi said it's mutter with some water, and it's better to have a toothbrush for Shabbos as long as there's no bleeding. And the Minchas Yitzchak says it's usher. The Or LeZion says it's mutter without toothpaste. And Rav Avi Yosef and the Sfirot Yesh and Rav Shechter and Rabbi Soloveitchik said it's mutter in all cases. And then the question became, the kosher toothbrush with the rubber bristles and Shmir Shabbos and Rebelski, and the high dent with the silicone bristles and the poskim in Eretz Yisrael. So, what would we say? If the person is looking, I would say it's not, if a person is generally careful about this, if a person got a psak, that they follow Rabbi Soloveitchik all the time in this, that they follow the Sfirot Yesh, that they follow Rav Avi Yosef, so then there's nothing to talk about and use your regular toothbrush. But if a person wants to be extra careful or feels that there's an issue with these aspects of the available on Shabbos, so then the American, kosher innovation toothbrush would possibly be a good option. It would be, I would say, a reasonable chumrah for someone who wanted to be machmer, and one from Eretz would also be good as well. And these are ways to alleviate potential isurim when it comes to brushing teeth on Shabbos.